guests. We're going to talk about Simon, otherwise known as Peter. And so if you turn in your Bible this morning to Luke chapter 22, verses 31 through 34, and then John 1, verse 42, and I'm going to add a few verses to that John segment to give you a little bit of understanding of what we're reading this morning as well. Luke 5 is the story of the fishermen when they're out. We talked about that last week when Andrew and Peter in the boat, and they kind of cast off, and Jesus gives them the command, throw those nets down, and they get this haul, and they become followers of Jesus. And so now we continue on in the story a little bit further down the road. We're not sure how much longer this is. Maybe it's a day or two, maybe it's a week, but we hear some other things about Peter. And of course, this is just a snippet of Peter. There's so much about Peter's life that I could probably preach an entire series on this guy, but we're going to give you kind of the overview today of who Peter is in Scripture. And so our first reading comes from Luke 22, verses 31 through 34. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I've prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. And Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times. Now, you remember that story quite well. Where do we read that quite often? What time of year do we see this come out? Easter, exactly. So he's been with Jesus for quite some time. He's devoted his life to Jesus. He's ready to go to death for Jesus. But Jesus knows Peter's heart. When they come after you, you'll deny me. Very popular words from Peter in this story. And then turn with me to John chapter 1. And so we're going to begin at verse 35, and we're going to read through verse 46. Jesus' first disciples is what this is. This chapter's heading is. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, look, the Lamb of God. And when the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, what do you want? They said, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? Come, he replied, and you will see. So they went and saw where he was staying and spent that day with him. It was about the 10th hour. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, we have found the Messiah, that is, the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him, now this would be Simon, he looked at him and said, you are Simon, son of John, you will be called Cephas, which means, when translated, Peter. And we'll learn more about that in a little bit. The reading of the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we've opened your word today. We pray that you fill us with your Holy Spirit. And for those that have gathered here to hear your message, Lord, may you fill them with that same spirit and may you challenge them in their faith walk. Lord, open their hearts and their minds and their souls to your teaching today. And Lord, may these words be your words and never mine. May you fill me with that same spirit as I deliver this message to your people. In Jesus I pray. Amen. A little story for you this morning. One morning after church, there sat a mother and a young daughter on the couch. And the young daughter said, Mom, I've been thinking. And the mother said, oh, about what? And the girl replied, well, my Sunday school teacher this morning said, God is bigger than we are. And that is true, the mother said. He also said that God lives within us. You might start to see where this might be going with that comment. Is that true too? Again, the mother replied, yes. And the young daughter said, well, if God is bigger than us and he lives in us, wouldn't he show through us? So let me ask you this morning. Whatever's most important to you in your life, whatever's biggest in your life will shine through. Because whatever's biggest in their lives shows. So what shines through your life this morning? Let me share with you the life of Peter today. Peter allowed Jesus to shine through him when he lived his life. Now, Peter is always mentioned first when it comes to the account of the disciples' names. He is the most popular disciple that we have out of the 12. He has the most written about him out of the 12, besides Paul, who came on the scene a little later. But Peter's always mentioned first. He's clearly the leader in this group of the 12 men. Peter, along with Andrew, who would be his brother, John and James are the first disciples that Jesus calls upon himself as he walks down that shore that day when they're out there fishing. And they commit to him. We talked about that last week. They're probably the four closest men that Jesus knows as he walks this earth. They're the most devoted to him and his ministry. Peter's full name, if you were to read Matthew 16, verse 17, is Peter bar Jonah, meaning son of John or son of Jonah. We read that just a little bit ago as well, so you understand what his name is. We know that he's married. His wife probably traveled with him. We do not know if he had children. We expect that he probably did. We don't know if they were adult children at the time or if they were littler children at the time, but we do know that he was married. And you might say, well, how do we know that? Because Luke 4, verse 38 says this, that Jesus healed his mother-in-law. So we know that Peter was married. He had a wife, and that wife would have traveled with the disciples and with Jesus throughout those 18 months that Jesus was doing ministry here upon earth. We also know that Peter was a fisherman. Him and his brother, they ran the family fishing business. And what I found quite interesting is, as I studied this text this week, I found out that they caught three kinds of fish. I never knew this before. They fished in the Sea of Galilee, the Sea of Gennesaret sometimes as well, or a lake. And these are the three types of fish that they caught. When you read Scripture, you might see him say small fish. More than likely, small fish would have referred to sardines. They probably ate a lot of sardines back then. Another type of fish that they would have caught back then was called barbels. Now, barbels would have probably been like we have today, carp. They ate a lot of carp back then. And the most common fish they would have ate was mushed. Mushed was a little bit more of a softer type of meat. If you travel to Israel today and you go around the Sea of Galilee and so on, you can still order mushed on the menu at many restaurants in Israel yet today. And so you can still have that. In fact, when you go to those restaurants in Israel, they refer to it as Peter's fish. You can get that right off the menu. I found that quite interesting. Those were the three types of fish that they mainly fished for, that they traded and they sold in their day. They lived in the city of Capernaum. They fished in the Sea of Galilee. Now, if you look at Peter's life, his personality, he was always eager. He was aggressive. He was bold. He was outspoken. Often, he would speak without thinking. How many of you have known people that speak without thinking? Yes, we all do that from time to time, right? The mouth is going, but the mind is in neutral. Yes, Simon was that way. That's how he lived life. He often would put his foot in his mouth. He'd say the wrong things. You know, that was as common for him in his life, and Scripture refers to him that way. But upon being called by Jesus, he's given a new name, Peter, in Luke 6, verse 14. Now, if we read this, and I'll read this to you just a little bit, notice that Jesus doesn't just change his name. He said his name will also be Peter. Now, there's great significance in that little story. As you go through Scripture, Jesus will often call him Simon. Sometimes he'll call him Peter. And you might wonder, why does he do that? So we're going to learn that this morning, why that happens. So in John 1, verse 42, Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas, which when translated is Peter. Now, what does Peter mean in English today? Now, Petros in the Greek, or Cephas in Aramaic, means rock. Peter, you are the rock. He probably didn't fully understand what Jesus meant or what he's talking about when he probably named him this, but he would learn over time what Peter meant and what that name, how significant that would become in his life. And so he had these two names, and sometimes he'd go by both. And so we'll understand this in a little bit here when we get through this message. So Simon's nickname, Rock, was significant and is given for a special reason in Scripture. As a leader of these 12 men, Jesus had a plan for him. Jesus knew what he's going to do with Peter when he met him. He knew what he was like. He knew what he's capable of. He knew how he could develop him. And so this is where the story begins of Peter, the rock. Now, by nature, I told you he was kind of a little bit of a harsh guy. He was brash. He's also undependable. He tended to make big promises, but could never follow through. Notice the one that I read you when Jesus said, "You'll deny me three times." And Peter and Simon said, "No, I'll go with you to the death." And Jesus says, "No, you're going to deny me." Those are the types of promises that Peter often made, but often could never follow through in his life. He was the first one in, usually, but he also was the first one out when things got tough. When Jesus met him, he fit James' description in James 1, verse 8, as a person who is double-minded and unstable in all that they do. He never could make up his mind. Should I do this or should I do that? Maybe this is right, maybe that's right. He was that type of a person. And Jesus changed his name, because he wanted his new name, Peter, to be a perpetual reminder of what he should be. Now remember what I told you. He was named Simon. Jesus met him. He said, "You're now going to be the rock." And why would that be so important to be to Jesus to remind Peter that he's going to be the rock? Hang on to that thought for a little bit. From that point on, whatever Jesus called him sent him a subtle message in his life on how he was doing. And so if he was living in the flesh and he was doing sinful things, Jesus would blurt out, "Simon, what are you doing? Simon, we don't act that way. Simon, we don't say those things. Simon, we don't do that." But then when he's operating in the Spirit of God, and he was a righteous man, and he was doing things well, godly things, he'd say, "Peter, good job. Good job, Peter." And that was a reminder to him. I'm living in the flesh with Simon. I'm living in godly ways through Peter. And Jesus would call him both in Scripture from time to time, depending on how he's living his life. Some of you might use a couple names for your kids maybe when they get in a little trouble, right? Sometimes a full name comes out. Yeah, I remember that when I was growing up. I'd hear, "Robert Glenn!" Right? And you stood to attention, right? When you knew that your name changed a little bit. Well, think when Jesus was walking with Peter, he'd say, "Simon." Simon knew, like, "Oh, this isn't right. I've got to change what I'm doing or how I'm living my life or what I'm saying." A subtle reminder to Peter of how to live his life, all directed by the work of Jesus Christ. How amazing would that have been to have Jesus as your teacher, to walk and live life with him from day to day. Peter was Jesus' closest disciple on this earth. Peter loved him, and Jesus loved him back even more. So now you begin to understand why he had two names in Scripture, depending on how he was living his life. Now, Simon, he would often refer to himself in Scripture as Simon Peter. When he was talking, you see him in Scripture, he would call himself Simon Peter because he knew he was both. He was sinful, but yet he was a godly man. And so you, when you read Scripture and you come across Simon Peter, he's probably referring to himself, of who he is before God. Often I think we live the same way. And so as you read Scripture, be aware of that, how that plays out in Scripture. And so you need to also understand that Jesus was preparing him to become the rock that he needed for him to become, because he's going to lead these 12 men. Peter didn't know that, but that's what he trained for. That's what Jesus was preparing him for. Peter, you don't even know what's coming yet, but you're going to lead my disciples. And there's a key verse that I'll share with you in just a little bit as well that brings more oomph to it and reference to what Jesus is actually laying upon his shoulders. But now we understand his name. Let me share with you a little story about another instance that happened in our time, in our culture. How many of you are baseball fans out there? Got a couple of you out there, yeah. Most of you will know this. Now, we're dating ourselves. Anybody remember Tommy Lasorda, baseball coach of the Dodgers? Nobody remembers Tommy Lasorda? Oh, my. There we go. Very good. Pretty common deal. So let me kind of tell you the story of how Jesus called Simon and Peter and so on. Tommy Lasorda had this young, thin pitcher who was on the minor leagues for the Dodgers. He was shy. He was timid. And he knew that this young man, this skinny little guy, had one heck of an arm. He could throw it in there fast. He was accurate. But he's so shy and timid that he's never going to stand up under the pressure of being on that MLB field. He's never going to stand up under this. And Tommy thought, what am I going to do with this guy? He's this young kid. He's talented. He's gifted. But he's so shy, I don't think he'll ever take the mound in a major league game. He'll never perform well because he's not going to be able to stand up under that pressure. And so Tommy thought about this for a while, and he decided, you know what? I'm going to give this young kid a nickname to be a reminder of who he should be when he's on that mound. And you know what his nickname was? Bulldog. Tommy Lasorda gave Earl Hershiser, who you now know as a very great pitcher in the MLB, but he called him Bulldog because of his shyness and the timidity that he lived with. And he wanted Earl to understand that he needed to be a bulldog on that pitcher's mound. And Earl became one of the best pitchers in the Major League Baseball has ever seen. How many of you remember Earl Hershiser or heard of that name? Yes, exactly. You see, now you understand why Jesus called Simon Peter. The rock. He wanted to be a perpetual reminder of who you need to be as you live this life in this world. In fact, Jesus said this to him in Matthew 16, verse 18. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will never come against it. Amen to that, right? That's where he starts the church. That's where the book of Acts begins. Peter is the guy who starts the Christian church that's still going today that you are a part of. The rock. That's quite significant. You will build my church, and Hades will not prevail. That's a promise. Let me share with you a little bit more about Peter's life. Peter was exactly like most Christians. We are not a lot different. Now, Peter had a special place in the kingdom of God as being one of Jesus' disciples. I get that, and I don't want to lessen that at all. But you are also a disciple of Christ. I've taught you that. We learned about that last week. But Peter's exactly like most Christians. He's succumbed to the habits of the flesh sometimes, where we became weak, he became weak, and he functioned in the spirit at other times in his life. There were times when he was sinful. There were times when he acted righteously and in the way a person should act as a follower of Jesus Christ. Sometimes he was Peter, and other times he was Simon. And I think if you look at your own life, we're a lot like that as well. Sometimes we're sinful Simon, and sometimes we're righteous, godly Peter. And we go back and forth in our lives. And that is the norm, people. Your goal is to always be the Peter, but God knows you're going to be a Simon sometimes. But be able to recognize those things and move away from the Simon in your life and be the Peter. Peter, he was always inquisitive. He always had initiative to get things done. He was involved in the ministry of Jesus Christ. He's involved in the ministry of the church. But get this. You see him as a great saint and Peter. But when the disciples were out to sea, Matthew 14, verse 29, if you want to go home and read this. The storm came up, they're in the boat, and Jesus is walking across the water. Who's the first person out of the boat? Peter. Exactly. Quite something, isn't it? All right, so let's go to this next thing I want to talk to you about. John 18, verse 10. Who is the disciple who drew his sword and cut off the soldier's ear in the garden? Peter. Right there next to Jesus. He's going to defend him to the death, and whoop, cuts off the guy's ear. Peter was that person. Here's the next one. Who was the disciple who denied Jesus three times? Said, I don't know that guy. Peter. Do you get it? Do you see the kind of life that it was not perfect. We're not perfect. But you are loved by Jesus anyway. I hope this encourages you today. Don't sell Peter out because he denied Jesus. He gone farther than any other disciple that followed Jesus Christ. May you go that far in your own life. He fell short, you're going to fall short. That's where the grace of God fills in. When you ask for that forgiveness and you ask for forgiveness of your sins, that's the grace of God that covers those sins in your life. Live with that. Know that. Be reassured of that as you live your life together. Because Jesus loves you. He loves all your shortcomings as well. He mends those all together and makes you white as snow. Peter let Jesus shine through him. So my question for you this morning, are you letting Jesus shine through you? Ask yourself that question today. In the days ahead. And as you pull out the Simon card once in a while, may you be reminded of who Peter was as well. And all of God's people said,